Like you might have an easy run to get.
So you're gonna run?
Yeah. Can't stand the pressure.
I'm here before you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion for the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The parcels are located along Bay Farm Road. The areas are indicated in yellow. This is Back Bay Park here, Bay Farm Road. The annexation was received on February 6, 2007 from Mr. Doug Ritter. Expansion size as proposed is 8.4 plus or minus acres, and the parcels are primarily single-family lots. The area is contiguous to the existing district and shown in yellow, as stated before. The engineering department sent out letters polling owners in the area asking for their opinion to be included into the annexation. The results were primarily the area shown in yellow with one additional parcel, 209, which is right in this area out here. This parcel could be included with some sort of creative legal description, and it is contiguous by being across the street from the existing district. When the polling letters went out, we requested a return date by May 30th, but on June 4th, we received a letter from Mrs. Zettelmoyer, which is sort of the last property here on the corner, which makes these all contiguous. She's 217, yes.
Okay.
That she wished her parcel to be included. And on June 9th, after the deadline, we received the polling ballot back stating that she did not wish to be included. At that point in time, it raised some concerns, and we contacted Mrs. Zettelmoyer. She commented that her son was the one who sent the ballot back stating that they did not wish to be included. He actually lives on the parcel. And in her conversation, she stated concern about when she would start paying front footage, but she confirmed that she did wish to include the parcel in the district. If I can direct your attention to our second map in your page there, that actually is a breakdown of the polling. The green areas were the yeses, the oranges were the noes, and the light blues were no response. There's a dark blue area, which basically covers this area along Bay Farm Road. These parcels were all served and given laterals when the Peninsula Project went forward. And just kind of let you know that that is an area that could be included if you so chose. And we're sort of just looking for direction from you as to whether to include this parcel, everything along Bay Farm Road, or just the area that we've sort of shown.
You're going to have to tear the road up anyway?
No, everything's there. It's
everything's
in the ground.
Underground, laterals, just about run the lateral into the can.
Laterals are there and confirmed that their location is all there.
Okay.
The property owners would be subject to system connection charges of $32.52 per lot based on July 1st, 2008-2009 rates.
So both the blue and all this over here?
They did not respond, the blues.
They did not, but there's laterals there for them?
There are laterals there for them.
And is there laterals for this whole road?
Correct.
Right.
So the laterals are there. So we're giving everybody an individual options to come in and out and in and out and all that stuff, right?
Correct. We just kind of pulled them so we could figure out what we thought was a boundary that we could at least establish that these people definitely
want. So if somebody wants one, they just call basically the plumber to hook them up because the laterals are there?
Once they're in the sewer district, yes.
Once they're in, yeah.
And if they do it now, it'd be cheaper? I mean, there's like a $500 fee, right, each time they go?
Correct.
Right? Does the $500 fee waive for each of these individuals if you do it this way, or how do we
do it all one time? We have a fee from Mr. Ritter who requested the initial expansion. All these other parcels have been worked with to make him contiguous to the area.
Where's Mr. Ritter here?
He's in, I think, these three parcels right here, sort of in the middle, actually.
And he's in the green area. He does want it.
He does want it, yes. He was actually the main requester, and okay. I think you've talked to him.
Everybody else piggybacked.
Yeah, Representative Hastings called, wanted to why he couldn't be served. Okay.
Yeah, and the problem was this corner, we couldn't get a definite answer from the parcel here on the corner, which made them contiguous. He, in contact with the department, had thought he had her, yes, but we couldn't get a letter from her confirming that. And then we kind of didn't hear anything from them for a while, and then it kind of jumped up from Representative Hastings.
Okay, so we're actually, I see that it says that your approval for the posted notices, you've already, you want to post in.
We would like to post notices. Basically, what we're looking for direction from you is, we're proposing this strip of yellow as we're stated, as we definitely have yeses from all of those.
Right.
The other option is to include 209 or include everything along Bayfront.
All the way down along?
Yep.
And if we included, then they would be mandatory to connect. Is that correct?
Well, they could come in at the public hearing. You could change the description.
Does 209 have a stub there to hook up to?
Yes.
So if we put them all in and we have the public hearing, we can take them out if we choose to. If we don't put them in now, we it's difficult to amend it.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we include everything on that map.
On Bay Farm
Second.
Road.
That's both sides.
Second.
Yep. That's everything in the green.
On that second map, everything's got a color to it.
Everything within the blue border.
Yep. Everything is, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. I
that's
agree.
Easy to okay. figure out. You can.
Any questions, gentlemen?
From 204 to 217.
Both sides of the road. Okay. Yeah. Everything in a color on the second page.
Both sides of the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both sides.
Go with it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Any questions? None being done. We move to second that we put everything in the posted notices. Is that correct, John? On both sides of Bay Farm Road. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
That was pretty good.
Morning, Brad.
Good morning. For council's consideration today, I have a wastewater construction agreement. This is part of our Millville Sanitary Sewer Project, the expansion, that expansion area. We have had numerous contracts, public contracts that we have awarded, and we have had several developer-type agreements that would aid in expanding the district area. This project is on Railway Road, and it serves primarily the community of Bethany Bay, which has an on-site system now and has some issues that they need to resolve. And through a cooperative agreement with the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources, we are proposing to bring them into the county's infrastructure. They have agreed to pay 100% of the cost associated with this construction, and we have a wastewater agreement that they have, we have cooperatively put together and proposed, and I can answer specific questions about the agreement or have a motion for you.
And that agreement reflects the amount of infrastructure they agreed to supply when the rates were originally developed.
Yes, there's been no changes in the value or the extent of their work that they originally agreed to.
Any questions, Joe? Being none. Motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approve agreement number 478-B with Bay Forest LLC and Linder and Company Inc. to construct regional wastewater improvements in Millville.
Now, is there any is there a time frame that they have to do this, or can they now do when we approve this, do we just sit back and we wait till they decide to do it?
All those items are identified in the construction agreement, and yes, there is a time frame.
Okay, because. Yeah, okay.
And we actually have their money in hand. We have cash to pay these bills, and so there is a definite incentive to go on because cash is pretty important in today's economy.
The green makes them talk.
This will be amendment to our construction contract then, or change order?
This will actually be a construction contract that they will bring their contractor to the table.
Okay.
And we will administer the construction. So we'll do all the construction management and oversight to ensure that we actually did the design of the facility, and we'll do the construction management, but they are bringing their contractor.
Any other questions, Jim? Motion, please.
Make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. It's moved and seconded that we approve the agreement as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks, Brad. Okay, as you see that we amended the schedule, we are going into grant request right now.
Thank you. Nine today. First one, Delmarva Forest, number 201.
It's a lodge in the Bethany Millville area, and I'd like to give $500. They run a fundraiser every year at Holtz Landing State Park, and I'd like to help them with $500.
Second, gentlemen.
Second.
Move to second that we allot $500 for Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Rogers?
Dry dock.
The 5,000 last year.
Yes. Last couple of years. Last couple of years.
I'd give $5,000 to dry dock.
No inflation?
Administrative. Huh?
No inflation for close.
Second.
Sure, we'll go to six. You want to hear?
No.
Oh. That's in Mr. Cole's district, but I've donated for the last 4 years.
What is?
Dry dock. It's in South 24.
Yep. Okay.
It's second, Mr. Cole.
Yes, second. It's been moved second that we allot $5,000, Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'd like to see him continue this trend of doing. I just wonder who's going to do it next year.
We'll find out. I've got somebody help me.
Okay.
I'll be good.
I don't know who's going to help you, but okay.
Don't you worry about
Mr. Phillips?
You just, you just read it out of the paper.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Take Vance a while to get out of debt.
Lewis Canal Front Park.
Take a couple years.
Any reinvestment?
All together.
All one grant.
It's all one grant.
It's all same thing.
How much you want to give?
$5,000.
Okay. Second?
Yeah, it does second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Move to second for $5,000 for Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
United Way of Delaware.
I think that's just everybody.
Typically, they've only gotten human service grants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not going to pull from 08, but if you would like me to.
I make a motion we give $50 from each council medic grant account.
Okay. Second?
Second.
It's moved second to 50 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. George?
City of Rehoboth Beach?
I'd like to give $1,000 to help the city bring down the Delaware State Marching Band. Because they do a performance every summer. And there's a lot of young people involved in that group. Takes a lot of money to get them there.
Okay. Need a second, please?
Second.
Move second that we allow $1,000 for Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
I'd like to give $1,000 from my account to the Bethel Historical Society for the Fall Festival.
Okay.
I'll give a couple $100.
Mr. Cole, you want to give?
Your brother's there, isn't he?
Where's that? No,
Bethel?
No. I don't know. He doesn't like music.
It's not music. It's a festival.
Well, festival type of
He's
music.
He's not a festive person.
He didn't like festival type of music.
No, he doesn't. Huh? Not like yourself? Okay.
Mr. Phillips, is that 200?
Yes.
Couple?
200 for Mr. Phillips, 1,000 for Mr. Dukes. Mr. Cole.
Maybe somebody from Sharptown would like to help you. Yes.
Don't let me hurt you. Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Gators men's modified softball team.
Who the heck are they? Gators? Mm-hmm. How old are they? Men?
Men.
A reptile?
Young adults.
Was it addressed to?
The league is in Seaford, but they play all over.
Seaford.
It's not addressed to anyone in particular,
well,
but
Mr.
it's coming from Seaford.
Dukes from Seaford, if you want to help adults run around and play softball.
Players live throughout the county. It's just a recreational league in Seaford.
A lot of Muslims live in Bethany Beach.
I
give $100.
I
give $100 for my council medic.
Second. What's that?
$100 for my account.
You're quick on that one, George.
Huh? All right. It's going to be a small tournament.
You were paying attention. I was surprised. Mr. Cole.
They'll run out of money fast. Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Women networking in Southern Delaware.
For the girl.
For girl power.
We better tighten up now.
Didn't we give $1,000?
We gave $1,000 in '06.
Who gave it to them?
Is that for the alumni or is that?
All of you gave it to it. Human, yeah. I think it was youth activity grant.
Rhonda Tooman.
$200 each.
Rhonda's.
Rhonda,
second.
Okay. Rhonda Tooman.
Inflation.
Is that a motion?
You better not walk out. Might give it all out of your account.
You might get squealed on it.
How many daughters do you have?
Three.
It could be a conflict. You better leave.
200 each.
You can tighten up on that.
Look, he's staying tight over that corner. He knows he can.
We're going to define conflicts.
Okay. What are we doing,
gentlemen? January.
Lord, I love it.
Condition along with open space and some of these other things you guys haven't been able to figure out.
Oh, get out of here.
Second that, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Is that $200 each? Is that
they're
what we're going for?
They're asking for
$2,000. They got cut short. They don't know times are tight.
Is it 100?
But you only gave $1,000 last time.
Beg your pardon?
They're asking for two, but we only granted $1,000 in 06. Right.
Don't they know we're conservative?
They know.
Except for Mr. Okay, is it $200 each?
Is this the one that does the alumni or the women's national thing too?
It's a branch off of them.
It's like a program they have for girls.
Girl leadership.
I make a motion we give $200 from each councilman's account.
Second.
You're okay. It's been moved to second. Are we $200 each? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Ms. Roger?
Yes. It's all one now.
Yes.
It's all one.
No, it's not one.
It's all committee. Right.
This is subcommittee. Okie doke. Susie, you got one more?
Fort Miles Historical Association.
That's me. What was it last year?
Hey, George, you like it. You're dead, you know? You don't like it.
Wait. You live in Rehoboth. You might as well help.
2,500. You've done 2,515.
One down State Park, both ways, baby.
Done 2,515.
25 was last time.
Mm-hmm.
Make it 35. Community reinvestment. There's no community reinvestment. Oh, whatever it's called. Grant.
It's just grant.
Yeah, grant.
You're all
coming
right.
Coming out of the hole.
Second.
Okay. It's moved second. We're lot 35 for Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rodden?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.